cyberbullying others via social media with devastating consequences. There are so many stories of high school and college students committing suicide over negative posts and harassment, and even more cases of otherwise happy people finding themselves depressed after comparing their lives to the curated galleries on photo sharing apps. For more than a decade, as a spiritual student and teacher, I've committed to taking an honest inventory of my fear, judgment, and separation. Through my willingness and honesty, I've been able to heal my struggles with judgment. Throughout this book, I will tell you the truth about my suffering, and I'll share the lessons that have benefited me. These are lessons that I practice daily and which have given me great relief. While I still struggle with judgment, of course, I experienced a miraculous shift. Let me be clear. The miracle is not that I rid myself of all judgmental thoughts. The miracle is that I no longer believe in them. So while the habit of judgment continues to challenge me, through my spiritual practice, I've come to accept that judgment is not who I am. To begin the journey of healing judgment and restoring love, we must recognize that we all have the same problem and the same solution. Our problem is that we separated from love, and the solution is to return to love. Let's try to understand why we separated from love in the first place. From a spiritual perspective, our life's hang-ups stem from the